بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. You find a person that has spent a lot of time in making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's cleansed his heart. He's cleared out all that dirt, all that filth. He's made it a point of leaving out all gunas, bringing the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life, bringing all the beautiful qualities. Automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that this person now becomes an embodiment of nur. Becomes like a bright lamp to get an idea of how it is. He's like a person who's got a lamp, and wherever he walks with that lamp, that light goes. He doesn't need to tell that lamp that I'm going here, shine there. As he's going, that lamp is shining. Or like the headlights on the car, that wherever a person is driving with that car, that light will shine. Wherever it goes, wherever the car is going, that light is shining with the car. So these great pious people, when they would go anywhere also, automatically that nur, that spread, that fiza, that experience, people themselves, they can feel that nuraniyat all around, that embodiment of nur. So Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi is coming to South Africa, was like that. Was a great, great inspiration for many, many people. So as he goes on now, we did last the certain requirements he had kept and he had requested before he had come. Today we do his arrival at Durban. So the news of Hazrat's arrival spread throughout the country like wildfire. Like wildfire had spread now that he had confirmed that he was coming to South Africa. So that news had spread like wildfire. People longed to see and meet with Hazrat, and many people had grown beards in anticipation. Those people that didn't have beards and all, etc., they were so excited that Allah Pak is sending a wali to our country. So they also started keeping their beards. The fervor for deen was like never before. Each minute and second being counted as for Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi to arrive. Now as Hazrat was about to arrive, people sat eagerly waiting. People sat eagerly there at the airport. Before, if people remember, that when people would arrive, they would allow many people to go to the airport and receive them. People like how people when they come from Hajj, many family people, members, etc. go and await the coming of this family person. So like that, when some buzruk used to come from overseas, they used to sometimes even allow the cars to go right up to the aeroplane and fetch the person. Because he's a dignitary, so long as they make the necessary arrangement, they'll allow that also. So here he's explaining that people sat and eagerly waiting, this is the time that his flight will land. So now as Hazrat was about to arrive, people sat eagerly waiting, it was the time to fulfill the yearning in their hearts, to light the fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to gain success of the material world and the year after. Thousands of people yearn for just one glimpse of Hazrat. Hazrat's honorable successor, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, had also come to receive Hazrat at the request of the local people to teach them that the properties and correct way of gaining blessings from the elders. So Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib had arrived before Hazrat Sheikh had come. So people had told him that, please, you also come to the airport with us and show us what is the etiquette, what is the adab of receiving a pious person, so we can also learn how we can receive a pious person. So Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib also came there to the airport to receive Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh. A large group of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib's murids was originally from South Africa. Two lifts carried Hazrat Shaykh with his wheelchair off the airplane and into the airport. In other words, two lifts had taken out his wheelchair, brought him into the airport. Hazrat's main host, Hazrat Shaykh Yusuf Tutla rahmatullah alayh, and Hazrat Abdul Khaliq Desai, brother of Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayh, Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Abdul Khaliq Desai sahab, and other respected members of Durban community were at the airport to receive Hazrat. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood sahab rahmatullah alayh led everyone in dua, and then, so now when he came, so this is one etiquette we'll learn, is when a pious person comes, before leaving and departing, they would engage in dua. Oh Allah, accept the suffer of ours, make this trip a success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it such that we get saved from all the evils of this place, and make it such that the people get saved from our evils. This is how the pious would think, that Allah, make it such that whatever evil qualities I got, you save these people, and make khair come out of this trip. So these are the type of du'as they would make. So who made the du'a? Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullah alayhi made his du'a. And then Hazrat departed with his helpers to Sheikh Yusuf Tutla's residence. Before Hazrat's arrival, posters have already been posted everywhere, highlighting his schedule. The schedule was as follows. Individual daily devotions after Fajr, and then rest. So after Fajr, each one do their own devotion, their own zikr, their own dua, their own Quran reading, whatever, and then they rest. This was now he arrived, he said 15 days before Ramzan. So this schedule now is before Ramzan. So breakfast would be at 9 o'clock, A talk by Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib would take place from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. What we learn about this is whatever they did it nicely, with a schedule, with a program. It was very, very methodical in the way they went about doing it. Nothing was haphazard, that okay, we'll do this, if we think of doing this, we'll do it. Everything was properly planned from long before. So people knew exactly what time we're going to do what things. So it teaches us something from here, that in our life also we should have everything planned out, have a timetable, that at this time I'm going to do this, it doesn't matter if I'm retired or not retired, at this time I'm going to do this, at that time I'm going to do that, this is the time for my Quran, this is the time for my Salah, this is the time for my Nawafil, this is the time for my family. So a person has his whole day chalked out properly, then he'll have some type of system in his day. So here, a talk by the Mufti Mahmood Sahib from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. Lunch would take place after Zuhur and then rest. Then a public gathering after Asr, in other words, a bayan after Asr, Khatam-e-Kwajigan after Maghrib, followed by a gathering of Zikr. Surah Yasin would take place after Isha Salah, followed by Dua. And then there would be Bay'ah if anybody wanted to take Bay'ah, and then after that would be Supper. Hazrat and his successors attended the last meeting of the Tabligh convention that had taken place at that time. On the 29th of Shaban, Thursday, now this is just before Ramadan, Hazrat shifted with all the guests from the residence to the masjid. Now he moved to all the guests, everyone, let's go. One day before Ramadan can come in, let us go and settle in the masjid. This is also one etiquette of i'tikaf, is that we normally like to come last minute. But look at these buzrugs, one day before, already they are there in the place of i'tikaf. So there is no harm if a person is sitting for i'tikaf, if he comes 1 or 2 days earlier, it is actually better, because when the time of i'tikaf starts, his mind is already at ease. He's not brand new to the place, he's not still equating himself, he's already psychologically already in that place. So this is what they did, they went earlier on to settle down in that place. On the 29th of Shaban, Hazrat shifted with all the guests from the residence to the masjid. Earlier in the day, Hazrat visited Stanger Muslim Cemetery. Now look at this, pious how they think. That earlier in the day, he went to the cemetery, to the Qabristan, after Asr, and he made dua for all the parents of Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Tutlasab, Rahmatullah Alayhi. First he went, made dua. That this person is my host, he took all the trouble to invite me, let me go to the Qabristan and make dua for his parents. So he went to the Qabristan, and he made dua for his parents. It's also a nice thing, if you go to visit somebody in a town, in a small town, you'll find that this person will have some family members that have passed away, and they feel very touched, they feel very nice. That you tell them that, I just want to go to the Qabristan, and just show me where your family members are. I want to make some dua before I leave. I came, like how I came to visit you, I like also to visit the qabr of your family members, and see sometimes what the effect it has on the person. They get surprised and shocked that you actually want to go to the Qabristan and read for my family members. So this is what the Sheikh did. He went to the Qabristan and he went to the parents, to the qabr of the parents of Mawlana Yusuf, Tutlasab Rahmatullah Alayh. And then all the deceased Muslims that were there, all the deceased Muslims, he made dua for them. So not only did he come to the town and benefited the living, also came to benefit those that had passed away by making dua for them. The cemetery is a vast field. Rows of Muslim graves lay side by side with rows of Christian graves on the other side. A large barbed wire fence runs in the middle. Before Maghrib Salat, everyone arrived at the masjid and laid out their beds in the designated areas. On the 2nd of July, which was the first of Ramadan, news of the moon sighting in Johannesburg was received by phone, and the daily routine was set. So when the first of Ramadan came, already that whole daily routine, exactly what is going to be done, was already set. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. This one thing we learned from today's sabak is that from the other lessons also, but one thing we learned is that routine in our life is something that is very, very beneficial, very important. It will help us to stay correct on the path, and it will help us also to progress. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله